Bezal Shem Mizbach, we begin Perek Shemini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tefillin, the Laws of Prayer, and the Sefer Avodah, the Book of Love, which in this Perek, the Rambam now continues into the Halachos of Tefillas Betzibur, regarding davening with a minyan. So Rambam gets Halacha off regarding the great level of davening with a minyan and davening in the shul. Tefillas Betzibur in the Shema is Tamid. The prayers of the community of the minyan is always heard. Even if there were sinners there, in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Mayis B'Tfilasam Sharama, Kaddish Baruch Hu is not disgusted with the prayer of the public. A person always has to connect himself, he has to partner himself with the community, that is, even if he has to daven by himself, should even at least daven at the timing of the minute. A person should not daven by himself, anytime that he could daven with a minyan. A person should always get up early. If you're out of a stay late, lebeis haknesses in the shul, because she ain't tefillos in the shmas b'chol eis, a person's prayer is not heard at all times. Could be heard at the time when the minyan is davening, but not at all times. El beis haknesses, only in the shul. V'chomesh shesh lebeis haknesses b'ira, and whoever has a shul in the city, ve'ein mespal b'yim atzibin, does not daven over there with the community. Nikar shachin ra, he's called a bad neighbor. Halacha beis, a mitzvah loritz lebeis haknesses, a mitzvah to run to the shul. Shemek says in the pasuk in Hosea, the neidim will know near the foladas Hashem to run to know God. When he leaves the house of gathering, meaning the shul, al yevsib siyagas, it should not take large strides, large steps. El yelich maat maat should go a little bit at a time, again to show that it's with great difficulty that we're leaving. When he enters into the shul, yikonis shir shnei psachim, should enter a measurement of two doorways, meaning the width of two doorways, that he shouldn't be close to the entryway, as if like he's dying to get out. He should rather enter that much more. And only then daven. Like Kaim Mashnemet, if you follow what it says in the pasuk of Mishlei, Lishmer Mezuzos Pesachai, to safeguard the doorposts of my entryways, which is Mezuzos and not Mezuzas in the plural, and Pesachai and not Peschi, to teach you that you have to enter into the shul a measurement of two doorways. Halacha Gimel, Beis HaMedrash, which is the study hall where they learn Torah in with the community, is Gadol Beis HaKnesses, is greater than a shul, which is designated just for davening. Hacham Gadol, the great sages, Avah Pishayul and Be'idam Batek and Nisiz Harba, although they had in their cities many shuls, L'hoi Mispalim El B'makam Shah, Hayu Eiskin Shem B'Torah, they would only daven in the place where that's where they would learn over their Torah. B'hu, and that is Shispal Shem Tefillas Hatzibah, as long as they're davening over there with the community, with the minyan. But if not, definitely with a minyan, but if you could daven where you're learning, that's what the sages used to do. Halacha Dal, now regarding how does the minyan work? V'ketzer v'tfilas tzibru, how is this the prayer of the community? So ye echad mispal b'kol rim, so you have one person davening out loud, v'kol shayim, and everyone hears him. V'ein oisin kein b'pachas ma'asara g'dol m'v'nichan, but you don't do this less than 10 adults that are free people, in contrast to minors or slaves. Ushlich tibachnem, and the chazan, the agent of the community, he's one of the 10. And even if some of those from the minyan had already davened the yotzei chavos, they already filled their obligations, mashlim lem lasar, they could still complete the quorum of the number 10. Vahu, and that is as long as most of the 10, meaning 6 of them, have not davened yet. So 4 could have be even have davened already. So you don't say the kedusha. Kedusha is a few different times, but we say by the Chazar Sashatz. For the Kar Matera, you don't read from the Torah, or to make the brachas on the Torah before and afterwards. For the Mafterim and the Vim, we don't have the Aftera from the Navi, El Basara, only if there's a minion of 10 people. Halacha. So too, you cannot have one person making the brachas on the Shema, Bakol Shoimim, and everyone listens, they respond after him, Amen. El Basar, only if you have 10 people. This is what is called in the Gemara, that they're Paris on the Shema, which one interpretation is that it's like presenting, like priest's mapo, like presenting it or stretching it out, which is before the Shema, which is the Brachas of Yitzim Aris and the Havarabo. Those are one person would make the brachas and everyone else would listen and answer amen, and that needs a minyan. So to be inam kaddish el basar, can't say the kaddish which is said after different psukim only with 10 people. The inam kahanim noisim yedeim el basar, the kahanim don't lift up their hands in birchas kahanim only with a minyan of 10 people. But the kahanim and the minyan, the kahanim themselves are part of the quorum. Shekal Asarim Yisrael, because any 10 Jews, Haman the Kuram, Eidah, they're called the assemblage. Shlomik says in the Pasuk, Mamidbar, Ad Mosai Le'edah HaRah HaZayis V'Gayim, when it's talking about by the Meragim, by spies, until how long are these evil gathering going to do things like this? V'Yasar, and there was 10, and you see they were called Eidah. Shariyatsu Yeshua Kalev, because there were 12 of them, and two of them were not part of the evil that was Yeshua and Kalev. And as the Ramakan says, Halacha Vav, V'chal Dvar Kedusha, now any element of holiness, like the things we're mentioning and other things, Lo Yehei Ela B'Teicha Eidim Yisrael, has to be only with an Eid of the Jewish people. Because Shneba says, Bazim Yikr, B'Nikdashti B'Seich B'Nei Yisrael, that I should be sanctified amongst the Jewish people, which we have Teich Teich, Eide Eide, where it says over there the word Teich, it says over here the word Teich, just like over there is Eide, and so too, as we find elsewhere what the word Eide means. So therefore, that teaches us that there has to be 10 people for a minute. Now all these things, if you started with 10 people, and some of them left, although they're not allowed to, but if they did, the rest could finish up what they had started with a minute. Halacha Zayin continues with the halachas of the Shlich Tzibah, of the Chazan himself. Now all the minyan have to be in one place. And the chazan, the agent of the community, he has to be with them also in that same one place. Now let's say you have chatzer ketana, a small courtyard, chenifritza b'meloya, that is totally breached, which is an important principle, l'chatzer gedayla, to the larger courtyard. So the larger one has, as the Rambam is going to shortly say, boards where it's blocked off, but the smaller one is totally open on the side that it's open to the larger courtyard. Now, let's say there's 9 individuals in the larger courtyard and 1 in the smaller one. So they combine together because the small one is considered as secondary and drawn after the larger one. It's like one of the corners of the larger one. So the one in the smaller one is like part of the 9 in the larger one. Now, however, let's say the other way around. Let's say Tisha B'Gitan, B'Yochab B'Gidel. Let's say 9 are in the small one and 1 is in the larger one. Eim and Stavin, they don't combine because you can't say the majority in the small one are drawn after that one person in the large one, although they're totally open. So although the small one's in the big one, you can't say that the majority is going to be secondary to the one person. Let's say Tzibur B'Gidel or Shlich Tzibur B'Gitan. Let's say the community, the minion is in the large one and the chazan is in the small one. So Yetzin Dechavos, if you fulfill the obligation, because the Shlich Tzibur is a Yachid, he's drawn after the Tzibur, who they're in the larger one. And yeah, you could say the smaller courtyard is drawn after the larger one. But if Tzibur B'Gitan or Shlich Tzibur B'Gidel, but if let's say the community is in the small one and the chazan is in the big one, in Yetzin Dechavos, they don't fill out their obligation. Shadei Hu Muflik Mehem, because he's separate from them, Veina Imohim B'Makam Echad, is not with them in one place. And the reason why he's not considered with them, Nishiyesh Bagadoilo, because in the larger courtyard, there's pasim, there's boards, mekan, mekan, from either side. Saharehi kamei muflegis min hagetan. It's like, it's considered separate from the small one. Ve'in hagetan muflegis min hagedoilo. Now, in contrast, the small one's not considered separate from the big one, alerei, because Karen Zavis l'shalosh, it's just like a corner of the big one. So therefore, when there's one in the small one, it'll be considered as if he's in the big one, but you can't say the 9 people, the majority, are considered part of the one. You could say one is part of the 9, meaning to connect it with the 9. Halacha ches. The related idea is, let's say there was excrement in the larger courtyard. So aslas pal v'likris krishma. So you're not allowed to daven, not say krishma b'gitan in the smaller one, because the small one we don't see as separate from the big one. It we see as if the excrement is in the small one because it's in the same room. Now hoisit tzayi b'gitan, but let's say the excrement was in the small one. Mutal spal v'likris krishma b'gitan. Then you're allowed to daven, say krishma the large one, because we don't see it as if he's in where the excrement is. But only if there was no bad odor, Nishim Muflegis Men again, because he's separate from it, because he's in the big one, and he's not secondary to it in the small one. Halacha Tes. Shlich Tzibur Meitzias Aram Midei Chabasin. The Chazan, as we call him, he exempts the obligation of the community with his davening. Kitzer Haso. So B'Shashu Mesmal, when he davens, B'Him Shoyimim Bo'inin Amin Achaka Bracha Bracha, they listen and they respond Amin after every single Bracha. Hadim Kimismal, it's as if they daven themselves. But medvamum, when we say this, kishaini de lispal, when that individual doesn't know how to daven. But if someone knows how to daven, eini yitzidei chavasei el betrilis asmoi, does not fulfill his obligation only with his own prayer. Halacha yud. Now, but medvamum, when we say this, that if he knows how to daven, he will not fulfill his obligation with the chazan, is b'shayim Rosh Hashanah, all other days of the year. Chutzim Rosh Hashanah, except Rosh Hashanah, and b'yom kippurim shalshnas ayevul. Yom kippurim, when it's a yevul year, jubilee year, which then the tefillah of yom kippurim is the same as Rosh Hashanah. And so those are the exceptions, because these 2 days, the chazan actually will fulfill the obligation of someone who knows how to daven, just like he fulfills the obligation every day of the year of someone who does not know how to daven. Because they're very long brachas, on these 2 days. Now, most of those who know how to daven don't know how to focus their consciousness like the chazan on those days. The vikach there from Ratzah Hayadeya, if the one who knows how to daven wants to lismach b'shnei yom elu, to rely on by these 2 days, al tefillah shlich tzibur, on the prayer of the chazan, lo hitzi yedei chavasit, to fill his obligation, hershus b'yadei. So then he has that option on those 2 days. Halach yudalf. Imam an shlich tzibur, now we do not appoint the agent of the community, el gadol shbetzibur, the great one in the community, b'chachmasa, with his wisdom of a maisav, and he's great with his actions. V'm hayizakin, elderly, harizim b'shubach b'yaz, that's even more praiseworthy. And we attempt to make the chazan Adam Shekoyle Arav, a person that his voice is sweet, and he's accustomed to recital. And if someone whose beard is not filled in, which means that age, even though he's a great sage, should not be the shliach tzibur, because of the honor of the community is only more presentable when he's at least that age. But he could do the priest of Shema, which we said to him, he might see others for the Berchas Kuishma, as long as he brought 2 pubic hairs after having turned by mitzvah at the age of 13. So to someone who does not know how to pronounce letters very well, for example, he pronounces Aleph as a lion, or ayin as a Aleph. So it's not the same thing. And whoever cannot pronounce the letters as they are appropriate to be, you do not appoint him to be the shliach tzibur. But the teacher could appoint one of his students to daven in front of him by the minyan, even though he doesn't have all the stipulations that we mentioned before. Hasuma Peres al Shema, a blind person could do the priest of Shema, meaning even though one of those brachas is Yetzam Ha'iris, even though he doesn't see the light of the sun himself, but ultimately he has the benefit of the light because other people who do see could help him and protect him, so he could do the priest of Shema, and Benasa Shlich Tzibur could also be the Shlich Tzibur for the Tefillah. Avamishchek Sefer Megulis, but if someone has his shoulders uncovered, Avamishchek Peres al Shema, even though he could do the priest of Shema, in Anasa Shlich Tzibur Tefillah, he's not supposed to be made into the chazan for the davening, actually otav, until he's cloaked, again because of the cover of the tzibur. It's not appropriate for him to be dressed that way.